Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we do have, as you probably know, a derelict site tax, but for some inexplicable reason, a lot of the taxes levied have remained unpaid. Yet it seems to be increasingly the case that our towns and cities are dotted with boarded up buildings and abandoned land. So we dispatch Henry Keane to go and have a look around. Afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Sean. And you're right, we're asking listeners out there to perhaps send us in photos of vacant properties or derelict buildings in your area. And they are everywhere. They're in every village, every town. And as you mentioned, according to Sinn Féin, up to 20 million remains unpaid in derelict site levies. They're just not being collected. And these boarded up homes and these falling down buildings, they're so common. And we're asking, would it help if we sorted it out? Would it help the housing crisis? And can we bring them back into use? And there's loads of different government strategies to try and deal with this. Some local councils have managed to turn them into social housing, but most have just been left to rot. But young people, they're still trying to get on the property ladder. And we hear from people on the streets of Dublin from all walks of life.
On Angel Street in Dublin, and there's three or four buildings just beside each other. One of them is it looks like a restaurant, a former restaurant, and the other ones are just boarded up with graffiti on them, with nothing going on inside. What do you think of derelict buildings?
I think that they should be renovated, reused for student use and for people that are currently waiting for housing.
And yourself? Would you benefit, do you think, if these derelict buildings were put back into use? Would you?
Yeah, definitely. If they were put up for renting or that would definitely benefit Dublin as a whole. Yeah.
Well, a lot of them seem to be commercial buildings, so they'd have to be kind of structurally changed, I guess, to accommodate for residential. So I'm not sure there's a direct correlation, but I'm sure there is some sort of linkage.
You're a Kildare man. How is it there?
Actually, in our town, it's probably about 12 or 13 derelict buildings around the town, which is just not great. Like, because it needs more.
It's not nice to look at. It's not good for the community. Shops.
But also, there's like very limited stuff in the town we're in. So, like, there's only a couple of restaurants. There's two bars. They could do it a lot more. Anything that's not a coffee shop, basically.
What are your thoughts on all the derelict buildings?
I said, them buildings should be for the homeless, yeah? Get them done up and get people into them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Even, not young people, but you see so many people on the side of the road that have obviously nowhere to go. And the homeless shelters are a lot of the time full, I've heard. So, like, it'd help everyone, not just young people, if we got them fixed up. And it's not nice to see either, like, having like a derelict building beside, I don't know, like a big office block, or it just ruins kind of the environment even of the city. Like, it kind of makes everything look a bit more run down.
And yourself, how old are you?
I'm not 18 now.
When do you think you'll buy your first property?
By the looks of things now, probably won't be till late 20s at least, unless I get lucky.
Very lucky if it's your late 20s, I'm afraid. One texter says, can't get finance to restore a house to the rental market that's been approved for the vacant property grant. Crikey. So you're kind of double bound there. And people are already sending in pictures. A photo in from Westside, Rahoon, the Rahoon area, Galway City. It's boarded up with ivy on it. These things aren't difficult to find.
Oh, they're everywhere. Once you start looking for them, even if you're on the bus now or driving and you look out the window, they are everywhere. And the fact that building has ivy on it, to get ivy started, which
it's
I managed to do
for a while,
in the garden, like, it probably took about 5 years. So once,
well done, though.
Yeah, it took a while. But like, to get ivy on a building can take a long time. And this is the thing. They've been like that sometimes for generations. And it's hoarding. Let's call it what it is. It's hoarding. People like to hoard land. They like to know that they still have their great-great-grandmother's house, and they just leave it there. I mean, it's not always the case, but you can get grants. I think you can get up to €70,000 if the property is vacant for 2 years or more. So there is help out there. And there's something like 80,000 vacant properties in Ireland and another 20,000 derelict properties. So derelict means that they're basically in ruins or they're structurally unsound. So that's a lot of empty buildings. Here is Derelict Ireland's Frank O'Connor.
Look, dereliction exists when you allow it to exist. Unfortunately, this has long been the case in Ireland. There's the crazy thing, we strict laws in place since 1990. Laws that have largely been ignored and crucially never fully enforced. In a time where people are crying out for homes and places to play and create, we've been to buildings dotted across the entire country, sucking the economic potential out of our villages, towns and cities. That's why Jude and I started Derelict Ireland in 2020. Of course, there'll always be excuses, and there will be genuine cases, but the main reason is cultural acceptance of property hoarding, an attitude that that's the way things are. This is why you don't see the same levels of vacancy and dereliction across Europe. Other cultures just wouldn't accept the social crime. The quickest thing to do would be to enforce the new derelict property tax immediately. Bring in a new vacant home tax with real teeth. The one we currently have was designed to fail. And bring in three new measures. Compulsory sales, compulsory rental and custodian squatting. These measures have worked elsewhere and would be transformative. Can you imagine all our villages, towns and cities thriving again? It can happen, but the first step is to end this blight of vacancy and dereliction.
Right, that's Frank O'Connor there from Derelict Ireland. One texter says, the state should deal with its own derelict portfolio first. How are us mere mortals supposed to make refurbishments outside stack up when the state takes 40% of the rent in tax? Dereliction is the symptom. Visibility is the problem. You can't get financing when the bank knows the state takes so much of the rent in tax, says this texter. Well, indeed, well, you make a valid point about the government's own portfolio. The Land Development Agency is making out that they shouldn't be subject to these kind of fines. TJ says, as a visitor from Cork, just take the Lewis from the train station and look at your left side and all the empty top floors in buildings. That's interesting. We need a tax on vacant and or derelict property. They're just not enforcing it. The grant carrot isn't working, so it's time for the stick. Somebody else says, renovating our dream cottage as we speak with a photograph. They sent a photograph of the derelict interior. Well, I suppose that's the good, the other side of the coin, the kind of good news part of that, that at least some people are taking those buildings out of disuse and putting them to good use. If you've got a business, you're beside a derelict site.
It always makes
everything feel a bit dodgy.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. And like that, there's so many, you know, above buildings empty, just left, nothing going on in them. And again, for whatever reason, the landlord or the owner doesn't want to do anything. But some people are living above the shop. I have a friend, he lives above the shop. He's got a 4-bedroom house above the shop and it works for him.
Wow.
It's beautiful and he's happy. His kids are happy. And I think we need to see a lot more of that. But yeah, I did get to speak to a publican. He has an empty building right beside him and it's been empty since 2012 because the guy that was trying to renovate it, he made mistakes. Anyway, and there's also a large hostel that's empty across the road, a former hospital. Here is the publican.
Hi, my name is Ronan Lynch and I own the Swan Bar here in Ainger Street in Dublin too. Yeah, I think it's a terrible blight on all the city centres. I think, look, we're at a time where there's a huge crisis in housing and I think that towns are being, I suppose, left derelict as well. So I think we need to kind of bang our heads together and say, right, we need a big plan here. I think these buildings need to be brought back into the housing stock. I think they are kind of, in essence, a brownfield site, but as regards, they do have all the necessary infrastructure, but there is obviously issues with the age of the buildings and, you know, protected structures and various things. But I think we need to kind of find a new way to bring these buildings back in. I think we need to collaborate between the councils, need to actually say, you know, modern technology, we do have fire issues, but I think modern technology can overcome those fire issues. Obviously, that has to be paramount. And I think we need to be looking at access issues, like there's people with staircases, they can't go up. I know a lot of my friends have old buildings in the city centre and they're banging their heads off the walls trying to bring them back into use. And they want to bring them back into use, but there seems to be so many impediments to bring them back into use.
That would change usage as
Yeah, change it. But I mean, these buildings are fantastic. They're great buildings. They have historical. They can, and like people need them. Like, and they're brilliant. They, you go to any other city in the world. You go to London. You go to Paris. All these buildings are all in use. In Ireland, we just don't have them, and we need them back in the housing stock or whatever stock where they're residential. And I think it makes the cities work better, because if you have more people living in the cities, they're going to go to the shop, they're going to go and have a, you know, a coffee, they're going to go and buy clothes, they're going to go to the local hardware store, and all these businesses will come and thrive back in the city centres, which will make the city centres more livable and a safer place for everybody to go and enjoy. We need to think big and get something. Like, I know a fellow who comes into me, he's a receivers or a liquidator, and he says, if we're not using them, demolish them and just put something there that people can, you know, use. But I mean, a lot of people hold on to these old buildings just because they're a legacy, they're a family issue, and they feel a sense of attachment to the buildings. But everybody wants to have a performing asset, and it should be made. We should be allowed to bring these assets back in to, you know, to work for us. That's what we need to do.
One texter says it costs more to renovate a derelict house than to flatten it and rebuild it to a reasonable BER level. Somebody else says a grant is a one-off payment. Excessive taxation of rent happens every year. There's no viability, no tax schemes to create housing in a housing crisis. Why? Somebody else says the vacant property tax needs to be higher. Well, I suppose there's, well, maybe that's true, but it seems as if the problem is, like, less than of the 8.6 million derelict site fines issued last year, less than 10% of it was collected by local authorities for some reason. Dublin City Council apparently has been accused of failing to register derelict sites. Commission Planola was asked to asked by local council to just do a CPO order, compulsory purchase order, on just one building. Last year, there's a story there I see from the Irish Independent. This is from last summer. A Tipperary property has been on the derelict sites register for over 30 years.
30.
30 years. And I don't know, is that because they can't find the actual owners, or for some reason it just takes too much time to kind of go after these people?
Well, I think there's perhaps there's a sort of cultural understanding that it's still okay in Ireland to basically hoard land, hold on to land. And I know you mentioned, somebody kind of hinted at, you know, small landlords there, that they have been vilified and they are leaving because of high taxes and also because...
Yeah. But we don't know, like, yeah, because a lot of this stuff might be owned by feckin' vulture funds. Well,
it could be vulture funds too. This is the thing. It's really, really quite tough out there. But we're going to talk about litter, and we're going to talk about, you know, empty properties and anti-social behaviour. Here is Ibal.
Conor Horgan, spokesperson, Irish Business Against Litter.
Conor, we're here in the heart of the city, surrounded by graffiti, but believe it or not, there isn't much litter. I think there's a bit of dog poo and some orange peel where we're standing at the moment. But we're talking today about derelict buildings. Do they attract litter? And could we do more to get rid of them?
Well, from the surveys we conduct around the country in towns and cities, it's clear that, look, dereliction is a fact, and our surveyors always investigate derelict properties. Are they being maintained to some degree by the council in terms of litter? They're magnets for litter, there's no doubt. There is some good work going on though in towns and cities where people maybe deliberately target derelict buildings and do them up and maybe do murals on them and all, and that all helps, because, you know, it's a sort of broken windows theory. If you allow even little bits of litter, it festers and it generates an overall climate of neglect, which is the opposite of clean streets and where we want to be.
Yeah. Someone sent us in a picture, a site bang in the centre of Limerick City, 20 years idle. Somebody else says, in Finglas, there's a prominent site abandoned for 20 odd years. It's sucking the life out of the village. And so another texter says, just go on YouTube and look up Irish cottages on it. It's all people from the UK doing up cottages. Okay, well, maybe they've come over here with a few bob with which to do up those cottages. So you did bump into a window cleaner, Henry. I suppose you should explain who this person is.
Yeah, I mean, the window cleaner, I have to, you know, I suppose, explain a little bit about him. So he obviously is old Dublin. He's been here, you know, he's lived in Dublin all his life. And he talks about, you know, cleaning windows and that. dereliction, you know, and all those empty buildings that he's seen. But also, he grew up in a tenement, and he talks about, you know, the changes of his tenement and what his tenement is now.
It's not nice to look at, but I think a lot of them are under a lease still, and they probably can't do anything with them at the moment. But it doesn't look nice for Dublin City.
You've lived in Dublin City all your life?
I was born and raised in a tenement.
And those tenements, they've now been renovated. Are they offices now?
Yeah, one of them was where I was born. It's where Smith's of Jervis Street. It's a toy store. That's where I was born.
So that used to be a tenement?
That used to be a tenement. All along there, it was facing the old corporation buildings in Jervis Street.
And back then, the tenements, they were borderline slums, some of them. Or was yours a
they
nice
really
one?
Were. There was only water down the basement. So the new arrivals, like newly married, they came in with maybe a baby, and they started on the very top floor, which would be about 4 or 5 stories high, and they'd have to go all the way down to the basement for buckets of water, and they had to use basins for under the bed for to use the toilet.
So it was very hard.
Oh, it was really hard. I was very young when I left now. But I went back a few times with my parents, and it was really, really tough. But it was something special about it too. It was lovely.
So there was a camaraderie. When we take all these years later, a lot of those tenements have been renovated or demolished. Nowadays, we leave the buildings derelict, and they sit there for years and years.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Well, I really do think that it's a lease. That
so
they can't just do that, and they could be
waiting for planning.
Yeah, well, not only waiting for planning, but there could be another shop or a building, a house. Someone's still living. You might have to wait till they die out. Yeah, really. I think that's mainly the main purpose.
Now, just going back to the vacant property grant, one texter says the problem with it is that one has to have a minimum of 100 grand to begin with to start the build. The grant is on a clawback basis only, so can't see how this grant helps the thousands of people who are struggling to get a home, says Trish. So Tim says, my sister moved back to Ireland in 2023 after COVID. She's a qualified chemist and her husband is a carpenter. She moved back to Manchester in November 2025 as she could not get a mortgage to buy in Lucan or surrounding areas, and the rent was a thousand a month more than what she was paying in the UK. This is not an economy for working couples. Another text says, when I came to Sligo in 1993, a large cinema closed 6 months later. I've worked for 30 years here and have now retired. That building is still empty. People paying the tax on income from rental at 40% is unfair or ridiculous. It's profit. Of course, you're going to pay appropriate tax on it. If that income pushes you into the higher tax bracket, it's the same as any other income. What's the problem? Says a text. Well, I suppose because a lot of people who might own property own one property that they might have bought, and then they get married or enter a couple or that kind of stuff, and then they have this other place that they decide to rent out. In a lot of cases, they're not making any money out of that. They're probably losing money out of that. Just back from Singapore and Tokyo, no litter, no graffiti, no bins. Very severe fines, and it works. Well, yeah, depends what parts you go to, I think. Probably there's a kind of perception, and people would visit places, they're in the centre, and that all looks very clean, but you can maybe go out to the outskirts and things perhaps aren't so rosy. There's a shop space right in the middle of Ranelagh that still has its shop shelving inside that's been empty for the past 15 years. I find it quite amazing that people are allowed to leave such a property, get into such a state in an area in which property must cost an absolute fortune. Absolutely, yeah, Ranelagh. Where things, that building itself must cost a fortune. Now, maybe it's a problem with somebody died and it's, you know, there's rows about wills or there's no will and all that kind of stuff. That can happen. There must be business people out there, Henry, you know, slavering to get stuck into some of these places and develop them.
Yeah, Sean, like, as I said, that place in Ranelagh, It's hoarding. It's just holding on for something for the sake of it because it's worth something. But yeah, we do speak to an entrepreneur who lives in that kind of Angel Street, Wexford Street area, and there's still quite a few vacant buildings around there. Here is John O'Neill.
It's terribly sad to see so many derelict buildings in Dublin. Okay, we're standing at the moment on Wexford Street, so as I said, just down Redmond Hill and Angel Street. There are a lot of derelict buildings down there. I think a lot of those buildings tend to be older buildings as well, and I know some of them have preservation orders on them, which would mean then that it's going to be quite costly to renovate and fix up. Like, but maybe there should be more grants made available.
So more grants. For example, one of them is being renovated. It's going to cost about 12 million euro to turn it into a apartment hotel. But for many landlords or owners of these buildings, they need to spend huge amounts of money. They might not have it. Should they have to pay a levy? Should those levies be enforced? They're supposed to pay a percentage each year for leaving it empty. Should they be forced to sell? And can you understand, they might have sentimental value in this property? Maybe their grandparents grew up in it or something.
Yeah, no, I completely get that. I completely understand that. It's a kind of an asset that doesn't really make you wealthy. It makes you kind of poor. I think there needs to be financial incentive maybe for those assets to be released, so for the people to sell those properties on in some shape or form, or some kind of financial incentive for them to be renovated. So as you said, maybe they can be turned into accommodation. I know there's the live over the shop scheme that's in place, so maybe more schemes like that might help.
And so many young people want to get on the property ladder. If this was freed up, would that help them, do you think?
Oh, yeah, that would definitely help them, yeah. But I think there's other questions. I think it's not just as simple as the derelict buildings. Like, look at the number of hotels that are going up and the number of vacant office blocks that are going up. So I think we need to have a kind of a wider question about what exactly is going on with the property market itself, because it seems that the investment is going into the complete wrong areas.
Yeah. That's a very good point. People are investing in office blocks and a lot of them are empty. One texter says, derelict home grant application submitted in August 25, still no decision. Property could well be on its way to being a new rental property to the market by now. And someone else says, as long as house prices grow stronger than interest from banks, people will hold on to the houses. Higher returns compared to bank products. It's simple economics. It could be just as simple as that. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.